Now it's time to say good morning to Onetsi and talk nutrition, in particular water today. Morning, Onetsi. Good morning. Welcome to the show on this Thursday.
Good morning, Wayne.
And as I alluded, we're talking about water this morning and how important it is for us.
Yes, definitely. So I think many people out there know that our body consists about 70% of water. And so it's crucial for our body's proper function. And the body will basically shut down if we don't have have water. I think
right.
you can survive way longer without food than you can survive without water.
Okay.
So firstly, it's essential for hydration. So if we look at hydration is vital for various psychological functions for our body to operate smoothly, and our body regulates our body temperature through sweating and vasodilation, and it helps us not to overheat. And then it also acts as a transport system, so it basically carries nutrients from food that we had to different cells, and it also helps us to flush out waste products through urination and sweat.
Okay.
And then very important for nutrient absorption. So it's crucial for digestion. So it can assist us in breaking down food particles, and it helps the body then to absorb the essential vitamins and nutrients. And it's also important for water helps the delivering of nutrients to various destinations in the body to make sure that the body can utilize the nutrients properly. So it's like a transport system for nutrients. So basically water carries nutrients to various parts of the body. And I think that one of the most important things really would be waste removal. So it's our detoxification system in the body. So our body unfortunately produces toxins constantly. It's just byproducts of cellular activity, and therefore water plays a crucial role in flushing out unwanted elements, and obviously through various other urine or sweat or bowel movements. So this is basically how the body detoxifies itself. And then also it promotes optimal function of your organs, especially our guts and our kidneys, because obviously that's part of the detoxification organs. To have water is very important to obviously make this function proper, and obviously to make sure that we can get rid of all the toxins. The other thing that is very important is it's also electrolytes. It helps us with our electrolyte balance. So if we think about electrolytes, they are like tiny messengers in the body. So they basically carry your electric signals to make sure that your nerves and your nerves can function and your muscle can contract. So if we are dehydrated, it basically disturbs your electrolyte balance. And this then leads to muscle cramps or fatigue.
Okay.
So obviously when we look at athletes, very important that you make sure that the amount of water that you consume and putting electrolytes back are really important to prevent fatigue and to prevent muscle cramping. And then water is one of the main things that helps us. Then joint health. So it also adds as lubrication between your bones and your cartilage, and it allows smooth movement between the joints, and also helps with the cushioning during the impact of activities. And then for longevity, it's really important that we have adequate water intake to maintain our joint health, if I can put it like that. Then we always sort of hear that if you study, you have to drink water because it improves your memory. But your brain really heavily relies on water for optimal performance. Even the slightest dehydration can lead to a mild cognitive function and a decline. So it affects our concentration and our memory and our alertness. And there's actually studies that prove that by staying dehydrated, it will enhance your mental clarity, it will improve your focus, and it will sharpen your cognitive function. So there's a little bit of method in the madness, keeping a bottle of water on your table while you are studying.
Yes, yes. And just if I can, if I may just interrupt you there for a moment, and just with a question is, it's actually quite interesting if you look back to, you know, when we were at school, which was, you know, many, many years ago, compared to now, you know, in our day, I very particularly remember that, you know, you go into the classroom or even for that matter, the exam venue, and it's strictly no food, no drinks, no water, nothing. But now, now the schools seem to be allowing, you know, you're allowed to have a bottle of water, and it's, you know, it's not frowned upon to have things like that, you know, with you, and more often than in our day.
For sure. And the students get encouraged to have water bottles in class, obviously on their tables. And also with many schools have water stations where the kids can fill their bottles. Really definitely an improvement in you know, encouraging children to drink clear water, and obviously for health and preventing them from drinking other sugary drinks. Would obviously be, which is a whole nother topic, but definitely schools are encouraging the students to have some water.
I mean, the other benefits which we've chatted about before, where you drink water, it almost, you know, you may be not inclined to snack and things like that, but I mean that's sort of a topic separate.
Yes, that is actually also one of the points that I wanted to mention this morning. Mm-hmm. So it helps with weight loss in the sense that obviously it's water plays a crucial role in weight loss managing beyond quenching our thirst. Studies suggest that, like I actually mentioned at the previous time, if you drink water, it can actually increase your metabolic rate through various mechanisms. But one of the primary benefits really is it promotes satiety. So you should sort of aim to drink water before you eat. Number one, obviously it helps with your metabolic rate, but it creates a feeling of fullness, and this then will curb cravings, and it will actually reduce the desire to overeat because you will sort of feel full already. So you will consume less food, and then it sort of leads as a natural appetite suppressant because it leads to a decrease of your overall food intake. So very important in terms of weight loss to prevent you from really snacking. Mm. And sometimes people confuse hunger and thirst. So you might think you are hungry, but you are actually thirsty.
Okay. Yes. Well, that's interesting.
So rather drink a glass of water first before you eat something and then wait a few minutes because maybe you didn't really need that snack. You only needed some water.
So the case should be, I'm feeling hungry, but wait, let me first have a glass of water and see if I'm actually just thirsty.
Yes. So we advocate people to try that first before they eat something. Okay. And then in the world of beauty, everybody speaks about water and skin health. Mm-hmm. So water plays a vital role in keeping your skin radiant. It plumps up, dries, giving you that youthful appearance. It improves elasticity, whereas dehydration will really lead to dry, flaky skin. And we also, again, with skin, need water to flush out toxins. Mm-hmm. So very important in our detoxification system in the body. Then apart from weight, then it also supports your digestive health. So it obviously helps to keep our digestive system run smoothly. It aids in breaking down food particles, and it allows it to passage easier through the digestive system, and it prevents constipation. So again, you can maybe have a lot of whole wheat grains, but if you don't take water with that, you actually need water to create that bulk effect for proper bowel movement. So very important in the sense of gut health. And Then also, it can help us reduce fatigue. So again, yeah, I'm thinking studying and brain and all of that. So dehydration is a major culprit in actually feeling fatigued and sluggish. So when the body is deprived of water, it basically struggles to function optimally. So again, in terms of focus and studying, then it really can help reduce fatigue. And then by staying dehydrated, you basically ensure that your body functions properly and it promotes sustained energy levels. So a good habit to drink some water throughout the day, especially if you are somebody that battles with fatigue, small regular meals, lots of water, can basically help you to maintain your energy level so that you don't really get that mid-morning or mid-afternoon sort of slump.
Where
people feel tired and they start craving sweet things generally because your body is tired. And by being tired, you sort of crave those things because you need energy. But if we constantly feed our body with water and small regular meals, we can actually reduce the fatigue and increase our focus and obviously our productivity throughout the day.
Right.
So I think all in all, you have to sort of cultivate a habit of drinking water. Many people say they struggle with drinking water. But then if you struggle with drinking water, things like green tea, even black tea, there's also benefits in tea. So make sure you can entertain your water in some other way. Put some lemon juices in there
actually,
or cut up some cucumber.
what I do is I dance around the water to entertain it.
So, yeah, you know, make it exciting until you find a way to have water. And again, I just want to emphasize that the amount of water that you drink, it's definitely patient specific. Nobody weighs the same. Nobody's got the same amount of physical activity. And it all depends whether you work outside, whether you work inside, how much you train, how much you weigh, of how much water you should consume. So on average, fluid intake should be about 50 milliliters per kilogram. And that 50 milliliters include things like if you drink a smoothie or if you drink coffee or tea or juice or any of those things also account for fluid intake. So we should actually, the majority of our fluid should come from water, and then the rest should be maybe tea or coffee or diluted fresh fruit juices or fruit smoothies or whatever you want it to be. But the main thing really is water. If we have water, you can go a long way. So maybe carry a reusable water bottle where you can fill it somewhere. And all in all, just focus on drinking a little bit more water. And maybe even if you just drink a glass of water before you have breakfast, before you have lunch, before you have supper, before you know it, you've actually consumed 500 milliliters of water or a liter of water. So easy ways to actually get your water in instead of putting that big 2 liter bottle that looks like a monster on the table.
You eat it.
That will make me so anxious if I have to get if I have to get through that bottle, these bottles that they have, like you almost there. It's 4 o'clock. No.
Damn.
I
haven't.
Easier ways.
you kind of get sidetracked and it's past lunchtime and there's still 3/4 of the bottle left. But maybe
yes,
it was.
You get anxious about the rest of the day.
Yeah. It might have been a cool day or something. Maybe you weren't quite as thirsty.
For sure.
And then you don't finish it. But it's interesting that you say, you know, you obviously need to drink fresh water, you know, pure water or, you know, clean water, but it's not the fluid intake. A little bit of a play on the terminology, maybe, that it's water, yes, important, but fluid intake is what is most important.
Yes, and also I think people confuse fluid intake and water intake and think, oh, I have to drink 3 liters of water a day. But for the average male, give or take, 3 liters of fluid is important to have on a daily basis for hydration, and for a woman, maybe 2 liters of fluid. So if you drink 5 cups of tea, you don't necessarily have – space to drink 3 liters of water.
Of water, right.
Yeah, so it's just to create that balance and just to make sure that the majority of your fluid comes from water. And then obviously the rest you can choose whatever you want. Mm. Yeah, so that's important to distinguish between fluid and water.
Yes, that's a very important one because at one stage I remember, you know, there were sort of campaigns, oh, you got to drink 2 liters of water a day, et cetera, et cetera. And it was limited to water, not coffee and maybe a cool drink or other things that have some form of moisture in them, which also gives you that fluid.
Yeah, because if you think about maybe somebody eats a yogurt and they drink a cup of tea and a cup of coffee and maybe even a glass of juice somewhere along the line, quickly you'll get to a liter. So I think if you can get to a liter and a half of water, that's more than sufficient for the average person.
Indeed. Yeah. So that's the water intake. And I suppose I'm kind of just moving slightly off tangent here. That would include alcoholic drinks as well, but they come with other T's and C's that apply.
So we would count that as fluid intake as well, but then also in some sense alcohol dehydrates your body.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so you should actually have a little bit more water when you drink alcohol. So I think it's an interesting topic.
An interesting one indeed. But Tunetsi, very, very interesting as far as water is concerned. And if somebody wants to get hold of you, you are a registered nutritionist, dietitian. How do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Tunetsi.
Great, Tunetsi. Thank you very, very much and have a great week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.